I didn't know, he whispered, gazing at the shining figure in wonder and fear. He fell to his knees, his hands shaking as if palsied. I didn't know it was you. Forgive me. Tears ran down his face, some caused by fear, but some, I understood, were tears of awe. I knew because the same tears ran slow and thick down my own face. Brighty Tempest smiled. I could not see his face through the glory of his light or my hot tears, but I felt that smile along every inch of my skin. It was a warm smile, loving, benevolent, kindly, everything I had always believed him to be. The white blade flashed. That was the only way I knew that it moved. Otherwise, I would have thought it had simply appeared, conjured from one place to another, through the center of Date's chest. Date did not cry out, though his eyes widened. He looked down and saw his lifeblood begin threading the bright lord's narrow blade in pulses. 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. The sword was so fine, the strike so precise, even through bone, that his pierced heart just kept beating. I waited for the bright lord to withdraw the sword and let Date die. But he reached out then, with the hand that did not hold the sword. The smile was still on his face, warm and gentle and utterly merciless. There was no contradiction in this as he took hold of Date's face. I had to look away then. The pain in my eyes had grown too great. I saw only red now, and it was not anger. I heard it, though, when Date began to scream. I felt reverberations in the air as bones cracked and ground together, as Date flailed and struggled and finally just twitched. I smelled fire, smoke, and the greasy acridity of burned flesh. I tasted satisfaction then. It was not sweet or filling, but it would do. Then the empty was gone, shattering around us, but I was barely aware of it. There was only the red, red pain. I thought I saw Sky's glowing floor beneath me, and I tried to push myself up, but the pain was too great. I fell, curling in on myself, too sick to retch. Warm hands lifted me, so familiar. They touched my face, brushing away the strange, thick tears that issued from my eyes. I worried, irrationally, about staining his perfect white garments with blood. You have given me back myself, Ori, said that shining, knowing voice. I wept harder and loved it helplessly. To be whole again after all these centuries, I had forgotten the feeling. But you must stop now. I would not add your death to my crimes. It hurt so much. I had believed, and belief had become magic, but I was only mortal. The magic had limits. Yet how could I stop myself from believing? How did one find a god and love him and let him go? The voice changed, becoming softer, human, familiar. Please, Ori. My heart called him shiny, even though my mind insisted on something else. That was enough to stop me doing whatever I was doing, and I felt the change in my eyes. Suddenly, I could no longer see the glowing floor or anything else, but the pain in my head immediately diminished from a shriek to a chronic moan. My whole body went limp with relief. Rest now. The disordered bed beneath me. Sheets came up to my chin. I began to shiver violently, shock. A big hand stroked the soft mass of my hair. I whimpered because this made my head hurt worse.
Shh, I will care for you.
I did not plan what I said then. I was in too much pain, half delirious. But I asked through chattering teeth,
Are you my friend now?
Yes, he replied, as you are mine.
I could not help smiling, all the way into dreams.